Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making sure to strike the right tone today on game day. John, you had said you didn't come across the way you wanted to yesterday or when we were talking about these injuries. You are confident in today and in tonight. You expect the Lions to win, and I echo it. And we've asked people, do you hope to win? Do you expect to win? If you have doubts, let us know. We're not going to call you a hater. This is a tough spot for the Lions. We just think they're getting it done.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be as easy as if you were at full strength. There's no question about that. I mean, that again, that's idiotic thinking. But I do trust Aaron Glenn. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this to just compare different levels, different matchups, different things. But last week, when you're talking about Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, and an opportunity to increase draft stock. Like, that matchup is what charges those guys up. Every scout in the NFL was down in Columbus and watching that live. They're going to dissect the tape, and they're going to see that those guys were up to the challenge. It's about the moment. It's about the environment. It's about the matchup. Same thing for Aaron Glenn and, honestly, Ben Johnson. Now, we don't know if Ben Johnson is going to go anywhere, and he'll have his opportunities. There are many times where Aaron Glenn has had the opportunity to show what he can do. And basically from the last half of last season to now, he has constructed defenses that make the strengths and hide some of the weaknesses. I believe that Aaron Glenn is going to look at this defense, look at the matchup, and he is 100% saying, you know what, this is a statement game for me. This is an opportunity for me to show that even though we are banged up, we've got so many, 12 guys on IR, we've got 9 starters that we're missing or won't play as much as we want them to play, but I could still go out there and construct a game plan to get a win against the division opponent on Thursday night, nationally televised programming.
We've seen the defense lift the offense a few times this season. I mean, early in the year, they hold Arizona to 13 points on the road, right? I mean, even the Rams game, 20 points for that game, keeping it low enough for the offense to put it away. I would highlight the Packer game on the road this year, the Texans game, especially in the second half, the Colts game recently. The defense has had to lift up and help the offense, but it goes both ways. This is a spot for Ben Johnson to carry this football team, for this offense to lead this football team. Stacy, you want to make that similar point? Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Yes, I expect them to win. At the end of the game, it's who has more points on the board, and we will have more points. There are several teams in the past. Look at the 80s, the Miami Dolphins. But you had Marino and Duper and Clayton and Duper. We're going to have more points at the end, and this is why.
Oh, Stacy, the phone call's cutting in and out a little bit there, but I got the gist of what you were saying there. Yeah.
The offense carries the day. Yeah. And we talked about this.
Exactly.
Do you believe they're the best team? All three phases, the best team in the NFL?
Absolutely. 100%.
And when you're the best team, there are certain times where defense has to cover, offense has to cover, special teams has to cover.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you have 2 out of 3, you're still going to beat a team that's 0 out of 3 on any of those categories of being the best.
Yep. Yep, that's the key. I mean, the Packers, they have their injuries too, by the way, we haven't talked about. Jair Alexander's not going to play. Yeah. Cooper, their rookie linebacker, who's kind of a playmaker all over the field. They're missing some guys too. You trust Detroit in these spots. Like, this is what a ticket texter says. I expect the Lions to win tonight. They play with a different grit when they see the Packers in a positive way. I see the offense clicking. The defense gets a takeaway or two. The Lions will have the game in the bag. But if the Lions get off to a slow start, takes a while for Goff and the offense to get going, then it's going to end up being a tough bout, signed Matt. Speaking of these head-to-heads.
Lions hedge their bets on that one.
A little bit there. Lions have won 5 of the last 6 against the Packers. To his point about this game bringing out the best in the Detroit Lions, that is absolutely true.
And you learn from your history. And the history last year was they went to Lambeau early in the season, got a win. And then on Thanksgiving Day, they got destroyed at Ford Field. This is a team that I believe is learning from past experiences. And same thing this year. They go to Lambeau, and early in the season, weather's an issue. It didn't phase this team at all. But they are more focused on this game than maybe they even were last year. And again, young team, still a young team, but it's a much more experienced team than took the field last year.
Expect to win, hope to win. Where are you at with this one? Let's go to Lisa in Royal Oak. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Great. Oh, we're doing good. Are you going to the game tonight?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
How you feel about the game?
I don't know. 1 minute I think it's a magical thing, season. They're going to find a way to win. And then the next moment I think of all the injuries and I'm just confused right now.
You know what it is, Lisa, because you probably have watched enough football and you know, like, for most teams, this would be backbreaking, right? I mean, it's not 1 or 2 injuries. It's a dozen injuries. Like, for most teams, even good teams, this is a backbreaker. But then you have to remind yourself, this Lions team has shown to be special multiple times this season at key critical junctures, right? Coming back down double digits, overcoming key injuries. And it feels like a spot where if they truly are this special team, they're going to find a way to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe if they lose, then John, unfortunately, tomorrow's show ends up a little different tone about maybe they're not invincible after all.
So, we always talk about Aaron Glenn defensively, but what was one of the things that we thought at the end of the year that was a great hire on the defensive staff?
Defensive line coach.
Terrell Williams.
Yep.
And most people would agree that we talk to and we learn more from, they really believe he's the best defensive line coach in the NFL. Well, you look at this roster and you look at what they're doing, the defensive line has played really good. And putting Za'Darius Smith in that defensive line, Aleem McNeil, best season to this point.
Yep.
And DJ Reader, I know he's not going to be available, but I'm using these guys as an example of they're playing better than they have in previous seasons. Yes. Pascal was better. Levi Onwuzurike came out of nowhere and was better. And again, we're talking about guys that won't be available tonight, but those are examples of, and I'm kind of interested to see, Broderick Martin.
Yes.
What has Terrell Williams been able to do with Broderick Martin? Watching Aleem McNeil play, watching DJ Reader, Levi, Pascal, all of these different guys. Now it's his turn. It's an opportunity for him to step up and show why he was the guy that Brad Holmes thought, I'm going to trade up to get him. No one else saw it. You know, no one else thought that, you know, he was going to be a third round guy. Now all of a sudden it's his time and he's got to step up and play. And I don't know if he starts, and I don't know actually who they put in there to start, but he's going to have to play a lot of reps tonight.
Ticket texter says, hope to win. Wish I was with you guys. Hope to win. Josh Jacobs will have his way, and they will keep the ball away from us. Stop the Lions from running up the score. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's got to be their game plan, right, is own the time of possession.
Sure. And
wear down a defense that doesn't have enough bodies.
But what do they tell Broderick Martin, right? If they want to simplify the game for one guy who hasn't had a lot of reps, he's a second-year player, he's been banged up, but he's a big dude, right? What's the coaching point for him? It is simply, hey, I don't care. We don't need you to create penetration. What we need you to do is eat up blocks, Be that big dude. Be the, you know, the 335 or 40 pound guy that just sit there and absorbs blocks. Because what do we have behind you? We've got Jack Campbell roaming around making plays. We got Aleem McNeil who can beat double teams, who can win one-on-one matchups. So just simply eat up blocks.
Texter says the Lions have a shot, but Green Bay has been able to run the ball much better. I think they're going to attack our D-line, keep Goff off the field. Mike in Brighton. And another person brings up Goff. It's from Terrence in Southfield. Says, I think the Lions are going to struggle. They're not going to win tonight because of Jared Goff. He has not played well lately. The Houston game rattled him.
I did ask the question last night and again this morning. Is this a Goff game?
Kind of feels like it.
You know what? The quarterback gets the attention all the time, but he hasn't played well. Well, is that opinion different if Jahmyr Gibbs doesn't drop the football?
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Fumble
last week, yeah.
Going in, that's a completely different game. Last week, I don't know how you say Jared Goff didn't play well. Did he play his best? No. But
indoors with all the toys, all the weapons. Yeah, I think the offense is going to move the ball.
I think a larger picture thing, a little tiny alarm in my head going off right now is I'd like to see better efficiency with the red zone offense.
Yeah.
I think that's become a little bit of a problem for this team.
Okay. So against Tampa in week two, yes. Last week, there was a bit of an issue, but they also had some turnover issues down there. The Jahmyr Gibbs one. But I wouldn't call that a characteristic of this offense.
They've been kicking a lot of field goals the last month.
Yeah, but they've been longer field goals.
Some of them.
Yeah, most of them.
We got the news.
Man, I two times I've tried to just kind of, I expect them to win.
Yeah.
And we said we'd invite people who think, oh, they could lose tonight.
Yeah.
I said a couple things that might just make me wonder, and I've been jumped on.
Well, I wouldn't say jump.
I thought we were going to treat people with respect. Voice.
Okay.
That can't happen. Opinion? Nobody jumps off sides on this team.
No, hold on. There's a difference
here. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
We welcome you to call in. Yeah. We're not going to agree with you. This is part of a discussion.
This is the guy that spent 30 minutes talking about why he wasn't selected for a jury.
It's your show. You guys chose the topic, not me.
We invited that as well. All right. We got news. We got two Grand Slam. We got more Lions calls, more Lions fun, more Lions topics. 97.1.
Hey, it's getting cold outside, and if you didn't realize it, just step outside. You don't want it to be cold inside. So if you haven't had your furnace checked or if you need service today, do what I did. Call the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, best prices, and they offer same-day service. Plus, there's that 5-year warranty, so you know you're covered. Love that. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even offer generators. No one wants to go without power. They'll take up to $500 off if you tell them I sent you, and it's off of that fast installation, like same-day service. Want more information? You can find it on the web, mastercraftheating.com.
Before we get to the two Grand Slam, Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, investigators, they're searching for this gunman who just opened fire on the CEO of United Healthcare. This was crazy. Yeah. This guy like stalked this man, waited for this man. It happened in broad daylight in New York as this guy was about to go lead a conference at a hotel. He was just walking on into the hotel when this gunman opened fire. Police say that, like I said, was lying in wait for several minutes before approaching him from behind and opening fire. There is surveillance video that has been reviewed by investigators that shows somebody emerging from behind a parked car, pointing a gun at Brian Thompson's back, firing multiple times from several feet away. He continues firing. He's even interrupted by a brief like gun jam, knows how to fix that, and moves on his way. He then flees on foot and then jumps onto an e-bike, goes into Central Park a few blocks away. They say the shooter was wearing a jacket, a face mask, a large backpack, and they need to identify him. They need to find him.
Well, what was so stunning was how calm he was, because it wasn't just one shot and run off. It was one shot, you know, got to clear the round, another shot, clear the round. Like, he just was so calm. That's what is even more disturbing.
Yeah, obviously we don't know who he is, don't know where he is, don't know why he did it. Just super disturbing, broad daylight.
Yeah, it's crazy. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will run for Michigan's next governor in 2026, not as a Democrat or Republican, but as an independent. So last month, he did announce that he was not going to seek re-election to be the mayor. And the rumors at the time kind of swirled that he was going to run for governor. Well, he did confirm the news on Wednesday with this new campaign video. And in the video, he looks back at his time as the mayor, and he promises to hit every corner of Michigan to connect with voters across the state. And he ends the video with this final message.
You look at the work that's done in Detroit since he took over. Seems like a likable guy, guy who gets stuff done. I'm fascinated to know, though, can he actually win as an independent, knowing that these political machines and the money and everything, I cannot wait to follow how
only
this goes.
Only time will I know. Tell. Very interesting for sure. Spotify dropped their annual Wrapped list yesterday. And not really any shocker here. Taylor Swift was the most streamed artist for the second year in a row, both in the U.S. and around the world. Globally, she had more than 26.6 billion streams, followed by The Weeknd, Bad Bunny, Drake, and Billie Eilish. Now, in the U.S., she was still the most streamed artist, followed by Drake, Zach Bryan, Morgan Wallen, and Kanye West. She also earned the title of most streamed album as well. Do you guys use Spotify?
I don't.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I saw everyone posting, like, I don't use it. I don't even have it, but everyone was posting like their most streamed songs yesterday. I saw that kind of trending. Did you, do they like give that for you?
I don't use it for music. I use it for podcasts.
Oh, well.
Well, they'll give you data on
that,
too.
Yeah, they do. They have the most streamed podcast. Yeah. The Joe Rogan Experience was the most streamed podcast in the U.S. Call Her Daddy, number two, the past weekend with Theo Von, Crime Junkie, The Daily. Those are the top five podcasts.
I use Apple Music and then Apple Podcasts, but
I don't use it. So, yeah. No. Okay. After 20 years, you guys, the Tex-Mex chain, Chi-Chi's, is making a comeback.
Oh, really? Fried ice cream.
You
Let's go.
Chi-Chi's?
Heck yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was launched back in the 70s, became like the sensation in the 80s and the 90s, had more than 200 locations nationwide. Well, it ended up going out of business. You know what? I didn't realize this.
They
but
still sell their salsa at
the
grocery stores.
There's still the salsa available in certain areas, but they had this deadly hepatitis A outbreak. I didn't realize this. It was over contaminated green onions, and it was the largest foodborne outbreak in U.S. history.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Which like led to its downfall. I don't either. But now it's making a return. A report in Restaurant Business Online says that the brand owners have okayed new restaurants to open under the Chi-Chi's name.
Awesome.
There you have it.
Yeah. Old school.
Heather with the news. Hey, little throwback. We got the two grand slam now.
You guys, this is it. The last two grand slam of the year. Let's make it a good one. Let's give away $2,000.
Yeah,
our contestant
year off right.
Seriously. Yeah. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 if they get them all right. Simple as that. Let's do it.
Our contestant today is Frank in West Bloomfield. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things on the main streets of West Bloomfield today?
It's a little slippery, to be honest with you.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, it's cold. Way everywhere, yep.
A little slick. You got this, Frank. This is going to be a good one, right? This is the last one, so let's end it on a high note. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go, Frank. Name one team the Green Bay Packers lost to this season.
Lions.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Senators.
Who leads the Green Bay Packers in receiving yards this season?
Pass.
Tehran is the capital of this country.
Say that again. Pass.
Who won the National League MVP last month?
Ohtani.
This country singer had the 1990 hit Friends in Low Places.
Garth Brooks.
Who wears jersey number 89 for the Lions?
Brock Wright.
Who is the radio sideline reporter for Michigan Wolverines football?
It is John Jansen.
The SMU Mustangs are a member of this college football conference.
ACC.
The Utah Jazz originally played in this city.
New Orleans.
Who leads the Green Bay Packers in receiving yards this season?
Pass.
Tehran is the capital of this country.
Pass.
Who leads the Green Bay Packers in receiving yards this season?
Seven?
Yeah, yes. Seven.
Hell of a run.
Yeah, Frank. Who are you sharing your winnings with?
My son and my daughter.
Okay. Yeah, we heard the whisper.
Brock Wright. My son's smarter than I am.
Uh-huh. What's your son and daughter's name?
I got Ryan and Leah here on the way to school.
All right. So Frank, Ryan, and Leah going to have a much better holiday with seven winning questions. That's what, $175?
That it is.
Yeah. Well done. Enjoy it. Be safe on the way to school.
Thank you very much.
Frank, we'll put you on hold. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. Thank you for showing up and competing.
Yeah. He was off to a great start.
Let's go through this quickly. He got a lot of these right. The Lions, Eagles, and Vikings all beat the Packers this year. We would have accepted any of the three. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings play the Senators tonight. Mm-hmm. Green Bay Packers leading receiver.
Ooh, former
this
Spartan.
One tripped him up. I mean, yeah. He heard it three times.
Right. Yes. Jaden Reed.
Tehran is the capital of this country.
Iran.
Yep. National League MVP, Shohei Ohtani. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Yep.
Number 89 for the Lions.
Brock Wright.
The radio sideline reporter for the Wolverines. Not John Jansen.
Me? Come on.
They never would have got that flag if it was you.
That's right. Yeah. I would have. Might have been planting it with them.
But Jason Avant did his best to get that flag rescued. SMU is in the ACC, and the Utah Jazz originally played in New Orleans. Your next chance to win $2,000. January of 2025.
Uh-huh. Start the year off right. Mm-hmm. That's a good finish, though.
It was.
Really good finish.
Yes.
All right, we'll keep talking Lions football. We've got some questions to ask you and the women in your life. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Heather here. These days, online scammers are everywhere. Whether it's those fake missed delivery texts or an urgent bank alert, these scams can look more convincing than ever. But the good news is that you can protect yourself from online scammers without being a tech expert. That's where McAfee Total Protection comes in. It's designed to help you live a worry-free life online. And worry-free means you don't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, if you should click on that link, if new threats will pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. It means you can go ahead and manage your finances and shop online without fear, because McAfee provides award-winning protection you can rely on. You can trust McAfee to help keep your devices, privacy, and identity safer. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
All right, one of our big Lions conversations today is, do you hope to win tonight or do you expect to win tonight? The injuries are mounting. No one's going to call you names if you don't think they're winning, but John and I expect the Lions to win tonight. A reminder, if you're driving into work, be safe. Heather, you were cutting it close today.
Ooh, I walked in right at like 5:58. It took me a lot. It took me about 20 minutes longer than normal. It was a slow drive, but that was really early, right? No one was really on the road.
Yeah.
Hopefully they've been, plowed a few times now.
I'm not sure there's much to plow. It's just a matter of laying down the salt.
Yeah.
Well, you have people who freak out first snow of the year. They freak out. How do we drive? They forget. They get amnesia.
That happened on Friday. Yeah. You guys weren't in, so you didn't experience it.
But for a lot of people that had the day off, this is kind of their first deal driving into work. And so just a reminder, you know what you're doing, but the people around you might not. So just drive safe, get into work in one piece today. We have another question for Lions fans, and it's for Lions fans, the women in their life. Tom, you were at a Lions game recently, and you noticed more women than ever are going to Lions football games.
Yeah, so I went to the Jaguars game. It was the 17th of November, and a little bit out of routine attendance of a game because I spent half the time in the press box and half the time I went down and sat with the family. So part of that meant that I was walking down to the seats during the late in the second quarter. And it just really hit me, like, how many women were at the game and into it and absolutely decked out in Lions gear.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been picking up on this. I've noticed my wife, like, she is into watching the games right now, asking some football questions that maybe she didn't know prior instead of just really casually watching it.
Yeah. She wasn't like this before this year.
No, it was, I think it started last year with the playoffs, especially that NFC Championship game. Yeah. But, I've just noticed that the women are really into it more. Like, one thing I really observed, it wasn't like – you know, younger women or people there. That it was like groups of women just going to a game. Or I noticed a lot of probably season ticket holders sitting with I would guess would be their wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past a lot of times you're going with your buddy. So like is your woman, your significant other, gobbling up your other seat right now? That kind of stuff. And I'm not like we're not sitting here profiling or anything like that.
No, there's a lot of women who like football. Yeah.
Previously,
course.
It was, hey, you got two season tickets. Take your friend. I don't want to go.
Exactly.
But this year it's, hey, we're making this investment. I'm going.
Well, and again, we're not talking about the women who have always loved football. The NFL is a huge following among women. We're talking about women who ordinarily didn't give a damn about football that are suddenly watching the game with you. They want to go to the game with you. They want to buy Lions gear. They're buzzing about this football team. They've gotten more people involved and turned people into fans who weren't before.
I mean, I know I can just sitting here with Heather, and it's not just Colin. I know I can tell that you're into it.
Oh, I am really into it, and definitely more than ever. I've always been kind of into it, but I also kind of have never really cared. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've always been into it, but never really. If I couldn't go watch a game, I can't watch. Like, it's not a big deal, but now I do. I want to watch the game. The clothes. It's crazy. Like, there is so many new Lions gear. Like, I shop at some, like, little boutique-y stores, and they've got, like, whole Lions sections now, right? Like, there is so much Lions gear out there, and I find myself wanting to buy it more and more and more. And it's...
That's what a winning team does.
When I walked in the door yesterday, and Colin said, "Do you want to go to the game?" I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to the game." And then, wait a minute. Hold on. How much is it? Like, let's think about this a little bit more. But, yeah, like, I want to go to games more than I ever have.
I saw a white Jeep over the weekend, and it was had black tinted windows, but it had like the stripe going down the middle of the top of the helmet.
Oh, cool.
And it had two huge Lions logos on each door.
Wow.
And that's sweet. A woman got out.
Yeah.
I love
got,
that.
Not a guy, you know. And I've seen the Black Lions truck, a few of them. Have you guys seen
those? Yeah.
Yeah, which are cool, but those usually guys are driving them and stuff. And I don't know. I just thought it was a real cool observation just how invested people are in this entire area in this team right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, there's so many more people invested. Guys, gals, it doesn't matter because they are, one, they're fun to watch. Offense is always fun to watch. They're winning, and it just makes it more fun. And the talk around town is all about the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, I think whether it's, you're taking your significant other instead of a buddy, I think it's just this is what a good team does.
Right. And look, when we opened up the phones earlier and did the expect to win or hope to win thing, we had two women call.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen with the Pistons or Red Wings usually.
We don't have anybody.
There's
call.
A little bit of a, I guess back in the day, there was the phrase for the Red Wings women fans, puck bunnies. And I think this dwarfs what the puck bunnies used to be.
I think that might be the politically correct way of saying what you're saying. Anyway, you have women who are getting involved in this and watching more of this. You have, I would say, if women who have already been watching this, if their husbands weren't into football and are starting to watch now, we'll take those phone calls too. It's just pulling people in who were casual or weren't even fans a year ago, 2 years ago, that now can't get enough of this Lions fever.
Yeah.
Are we going to ask the other question that we put along with this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know this has already been going on, and it's very weird for a guy to say this. But the ladies like them some Dan Campbell, big time. The ladies in general in our area think Dan Campbell's hot. And Thanksgiving Day, my mother-in-law, we went over her house. She didn't watch 1 second of the game when I was there. I went with the boys at halftime, so maybe she watched earlier.
Yeah.
But during dinner, I like Dan Campbell.
Oh, really? She says it.
Yeah. Is he married?
I just won the ticket. Who's this?
Holly, watch out. They're coming for him.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's part of the phenomenon here a little bit. I think he's such a likable guy. I think he comes across almost as like a fatherly figure slash dad. Well,
he's a
slash,
good leader,
yeah.
He's charismatic.
And Heather, I know you've got, you've said that he's got a lot of attractive qualities.
Oh, sure. Not only is his personality endearing and people like that, which also makes him more attractive, but I mean, he's a really big guy. He's an attractive guy, right? Like, I think there's a lot to like about him. I think a lot of women like him. I think a lot of guys like him, not that way, right? Like, they don't look at him and be like, oh, he's hot, right? But they like him. Yeah. Like, he's a likable man.
magnetic personality, yes. Right? Yeah. He's rugged, he's tough, but he's also kind of in touch with his emotions, which I'm sure women eat that up, right? 248-539-9797. He's got little dogs, right? He's got the little tiny dogs.
Little dogs make you hot?
No, but if you're going to, like, let's say you're on a dating site and you've got a picture with a dog, your hotness level did just go up.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Does it matter, throw a guitar
in your hand, oh. Plus the dog.
Where do you want up 2 points.
Yeah. Wow. Make sure you got a beard. Up even more.
3 points. 248-539.
On and on and on.
Turn yourself from a 5 to an 8. Don't shave, buy a guitar, and buy a dog.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Boom,
include a picture of the dog, not yourself.
It's just 5 photos of dogs. Who is even the person I'm swiping on? Uh-huh. Okay, we got phone calls to get to. 248-539-9797. We threw a lot at you. For the football fanatic, hope to win, expect to win. But for generally, what have you seen in your life? The women in your life, the non-sports fan in your life, have they become more invested in this football team? And to Tom's question, is Dan Campbell hot? We'll get to Josh and Taylor. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Good. So with the expect to win, hope to win thing, you know, as much as I'd love to say I expect to win, it's kind of hard seeing that the Green Bay Packers have Josh Jacobs and he seems to be on fire right now. And seeing and now that DJ Reader's listed is out, you know, it's kind of scary. So I'm on the hope to win side for this game. Hopefully, though, Brian Branch and Jack Campbell can pick up with some run support and help out. But
yep.
DJ Reader is just such an unsung hero of our team, I feel like, and he needs the respect he deserves.
It's a really good phone call because DJ Reader doesn't put up big stats, but has meant so much to this defense and what they do at the line of scrimmage. I think TOP decides this football game. Now, I think Detroit's got the offense to win TOP at home. Long drives, score touchdowns, but we said we weren't going to call anybody names or a hater if you don't think they're winning tonight.
No, I get it. Josh Jacobs, good back. Real good back. And they've got a good offensive line. It is a concern. I still think that this is a team that is constructed to first stop the run. It has improved. And greatly improved in the secondary, but I do think that they are constructed, no matter who's up there, to stop the run.
Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. Gay dude here, Dan Campbell is hot. Dan and Warren. So it is not just the women. People love them some Dan Campbell. We've invited these ticket texts. We have another one that says, as a guy, Dan Campbell has daddy vibes. We're going to get some of those. We're going to get some fun calls in the mix next. It's 97.1.
Hey, tackle all the NFL action on FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you simply win. FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So whether you get a hunch middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more, all on the same page where you're actually going to place your bets. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to join today. You're going to get started with $150 in bonus bets, and all you have to do is win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, some of these ticket texts, I don't know if I'm going to read because they're going to turn into drops, but some of you are very infatuated with Dan Campbell.
Read them.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Please add that one to the board, although he's the one that's going to be pushing the buttons.
This one says, coach me, daddy, Dan. And there's more like that. This one says, Dan Campbell equals man crush. Another one says he's a badass. I would drink a beer with him, Joe in Wixom. We've asked men and women about the interest level in this football team, and one of the questions was Dan Campbell's appeal, both sexual and otherwise. He is a guy that people want to root for.
So uncomfortable.
You're not at all comfortable with this.
No.
I'm sure he would not want to hear this conversation either, but it's a real phenomenon. We've noticed it, that there are a lot of people who love them some Dan Campbell. And we've also just asked the question, have you seen the non-fans in your life turn into fans? And we think of like our wives who maybe aren't big football fans, but it could be, hey, if you're a woman who's been watching this football team for 10, 15 years, have you noticed some of your girlfriends or your guy friends or people who weren't watching suddenly turn into rabid Lions fans?
Yeah, on Twitch it says probably more casual fans than non-football fans are excited to watch a winner. It's must-see TV. It is. Yeah. But I think on the flip side, though, it's not just must-see TV. It's become an event. Like going down to games, going to Ford Field is, and I don't know if it's, hey, you know, you show up to work on a Monday after a Sunday game and it's, yeah, I was at the game. You want to be able to say you were there. I don't care what the reasoning is. It has absolutely become an event.
So, John, I know Lisa's a big football fan.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelsey, you've said Jim is getting more into the Lions.
The only football she will watch is the Lions.
Okay. Now, have they ever just in passing made a comment about Dan Campbell?
My mother-in-law loves Dan Campbell.
Something about the mother-in-laws.
Yeah. We've known Dan for a while, so I don't. I mean,
it's no, weird
she's never
for
made
you.
That comment. Yeah. So I don't mean she actually knew Dan before I met Lisa. So I mean, the football community is it's a very small community.
So you got three daughters. Are they into the Lions?
Oh yeah, they're all into the Lions. Okay. Yeah, not even gonna comment on that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Come on,
but
they went there, not me.
So another ticket text. Dan Campbell.
Oh.
Let's just say it out loud.
This is part of the job. Dan Campbell makes my knees wobble when he wears gray sweatpants. Signed, Mike in Williamston.
I think they're just trolling you now. They're trying to get you to say anything.
Girls are crazy about him. This one says that their mom has a pillow of his face. Aaron in Canton. Let's get to Ted in Kalamazoo. Ted, good morning.
It's so uncomfortable.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Sorry, I got to go through that, Jim.
Part of the job.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, you're able to find some satisfaction. Anyway, so my daughter watched me growing up as a Lions fan. I didn't think she was paying attention. And then this year, she went away to school, and she's turned into this rabid Lions fan and finds ways to get with her friends to watch the games. The problem is she goes to Northern Michigan University, and she found out like week two or three that she now lives in Packers country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now she has developed a deep-seated hatred for the Packers because she's a Lions fan, right?
That's so beautiful. It's, been cool it's all watching. Development. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been cool watching her develop into a Lions fan. And then I also realized, it helped me realize how big everyone else is on it, because trying to find her an Amon-Ra St. Brown, her king, jersey that's black is impossible. And you used to be able to just walk in anywhere and just get whatever you wanted, and now they're just gone. Everything's gone. Yeah. You can't get anything. So, but it's cool watching her develop her love for football and be a Lions fan, and I take it as a little bit of badge of honor that she chose my team. But
yep.
No, that's cool. You got something to bond over.
Good parenting.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's fighting the good fight. And
yeah. Well, here's the other thing. From outside the market, like, okay, Lucy is I think she's a pretty big Lions fan. And now that she's living down in West Lafayette, obviously she's close to Indianapolis, and she's like, you know, she'll make the comment, you know, on Sundays when she's watching the game, she'll put on some Lions gear. It she doesn't see the same thing down there. Like, that fan base, even, you know, they're not great, but they do have some guys that are, you know, quote-unquote marketable or stars. And she's like, Dad, I don't see Colts stuff anywhere. Like, they just – and those that claim they are Colts fans just don't seem to – have the same juice for their team, even though, you know, I mean, she's watched a lot of bad Lions football. She's still a Lions fan.
248-539-9797. Let's get some phone calls in the mix on this. Let's go to Bob in Canton. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, all. So, hey, I've been married for 15 years. I'm a Michigan Slappy. Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
And at that point, my wife kind of became more of a casual football fan, you know, going to some tailgates and such. But ever since Hard Knocks, man, she's been all in on the Lions. And, I mean, she's planning things. We're actually planning our family Christmas around the Lions game on the 22nd. We're meeting somewhere to do something else, and we're recording the game, staying in a bubble, coming back to watch it. So, yeah, there's a lot of the casual fans that really are just – It's taken over her life now. So
that's great. Makes your life easier.
I was gonna say, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Bob. Yeah, texters have said this is This has been a real thing. I have a buddy who used to go to the games with me for 20 years, and now he goes with his wife. I was booted from the seats.
Oh, little animosity. She's going to drive a wedge between us. It took 20 years, but she finally got that wedge.
She wants to watch the Lions. She's into it. Let's get to Tyler in Port Huron. Tyler, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So about the game tonight, I think I expect them to win, but I do not think they're going to cover. But yeah, I do think they are going to pull it out. And then as of the last year or two, my wife has become a crazy Lions fan. She'd always never watched the game with me. You know, I'd always watch it. Now she makes it a point to watch it. She's moving her work schedule. She's switching with people at work. She's doing whatever, she's canceling plans, doing whatever she's got to do to see that game.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's the plans for tonight? You guys going to watch it together? Are you going by any chance?
No. We went to the Jags, and we went to Monday Night Football against the Seahawks.
Okay.
Tonight we're going to be barbecuing at my dad's place.
Okay. Still celebrating the game.
Yep. And, yeah, she's just been crazy. Lots of jerseys. She's got two or three now all this year. A lot of House of Hutch merchandise for his charity. She's been supporting that.
Awesome.
And then what actually caught me off guard was sports books. Without telling me, makes a FanDuel. And she hit two parlays 2 weeks in a row and didn't take any advice from me. And I've been kind of playing them weekly, you know. And she's like, check this out, $20 into 250, $20 into 300.
Oh, nice. She's out betting you.
She is doing better than I am, yes.
We can all relate to that on this show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then one more thing. In terms of the hotness of Dan Campbell and whatnot, all the ladies in my family are calling him Dad Campbell and Daddy Campbell.
Yep.
John is so uncomfortable with all of this.
I just can't wait to share this conversation with Dan.
But you can see why, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, I get it. I just can't wait to I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun.
If his reaction's good, will you pass it along to us?
Oh, I certainly will.
All right, perfect. More Lions thoughts. There's a lot to weigh in on. Football-wise, do you hope to win? Do you expect to win? And then the fan question. The people in your life that are more invested in the Lions because they're winning and maybe because the coach gets them hot and bothered. It's 97.1.